Yeah, obviously, really pleased with the win. As always, when you dissect a win, you look at ways to improve, and there's definitely lots of ways for us to improve on that. We probably didn't get out the blocks how we liked. Discipline let us down early on, but our sort of that middle section of the game, I think we were pleased with, and we sort of controlled the field, and that obviously put pressure on, and we scored some good tries.
And taking ownership of a game when it's not going your way mid-half, that's a really key evolution for me for this England team under Eddie Jones.
Yeah, you obviously learn a lot. We knew playing against such a quality outfit like South Africa today, you know you're not going to get your own way the whole time. It's how you react when things go against you. So whether it's poor discipline or poor execution, it's important how you bounce back. And I felt, like you said, that middle block was pleasing.
And then when England did open up, getting those four tries, and each in their own way, were all really well worked as well, weren't they?
Yeah, we noticed there was a little bit of space around the breakdown. We talked about it at half-time, and obviously Ben Young's really opened that up and made some good opportunities for himself.
Now, obviously, we touched on it, but the fact that is 10 years, 12 attempts in the making, this is very, very important. For everyone concerned, it must mean a huge amount to you guys in the dressing room.
Yeah, it seems crazy talking about stats like that, really. It has been a long time, but we're very focused on us as a new group, and we're really excited about the journey we're on, but we understand that there's a massive amount of improvement in us, huge amount of excitement about what we're doing and the way, but we know there's bigger challenges, and we want to keep improving.
Typical Eddie's already said upstairs. He's going to make changes for Fiji, so everybody is still hungry and desperate to keep this going with three more games here to come.
Yeah, it's an exciting block, isn't it? Exciting block of four games. Move on now to Fiji. We talked in the changing room after the game. Obviously, very pleased, like you said, to win, having not won for so many years. But the attention will switch pretty quick, and we know there's more to come from us, and probably a more complete performance to come.
Just finally from me, just from yourself, man of the match. You've had to fight for your England place of late with Itoje, Cruz, so impressive. They're out. You and Courtney Laws taking your chance yet again.
It's important every time you get given an opportunity to try and take it. Playing for your country is sort of the ultimate honour, really, in what we do. And every time we get an opportunity, I want to try and make the most I can.
Really well done.
Thank you. When you go back to the last 12 months, there really seems to be a momentum building now with England, and the morale in the camp must be sky high at the moment.
Yeah, it's like I said earlier, it's a great feeling in the camp. We're a young squad, but we're hungry. We understand we're nowhere near the finished article, and we know there's big parts of our game we need to improve on. And the way we train in the week, the way we talk to each other, and the way we sort of push each other on, we're trying to improve all the time.
It's easy from the outside to talk about camaraderies and bonds that build between a squad as they grow and they develop, but is that the feeling that you get every time you step into the England camp now?
Yeah, I think you do. It's obviously enhanced and helped by performance and by playing well, and results like today will hopefully only improve that further.
And as you say, four tries, and at times as well, beginning to run the ball from deep. This is an England side that can play any which way that it likes at the moment.
Yeah, conditions were pretty tricky. It was, although it actually stopped raining for the game, it was obviously very greasy, and it was quite hard to move the ball around. But I felt our backs really sort of put us into great position with some of those kicks. We won a lot of kick and aerial battles, which was the target for us all week. So the weather was quite good to us in that way.
And once you got that platform after that difficult first 20 minutes, you were able to play the game largely in the South African half.
Yeah, that's always important. We knew if we gave them lots of driving maul opportunities and lots of sort of big runs into our 22, they're a hugely physical side, and we knew the challenge, and it's extremely hard to stop them a number of times. So, like I said earlier, it was really pleasing that we played in the right areas of the pitch.
Just lastly from me, obviously, as you've alluded to earlier, there'll be changes for the Fiji game, but is it a measure now of how things are going with England? And I guess if Eddie comes in and says, I want to make changes for this game, those of you who played today will be going, no, I want to play again next week.
Well, you always want to play, but it shows how strong this squad is. There's guys knocking on the door, and we didn't get the complete performance today, but I'm sure we'll be looking for it next week.